We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Always excited about this segment. We bring in our boy, Knox Barnett of 92.9thegame.com. We'll unveil our top 10 rankings, also our Heisman rankings. It's actually a Heisman ranking, like singular, not plural. Knox, good afternoon, dude. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Chilling. Randy Mack in for John Michaels. We've been having a blast, man. We have given Mark Owens a lot of week in review material, 140 on Friday. And Randy, do you do this?
I'm real curious about the fact that
Randy, why don't you do these rankings with us?
No, I'm never invited to do anything right here. Nobody wants to do a podcast.
So you want
with me.
To, but
no, I don't know nothing about this. You know?
Well, you do now. So Knox, let's add Randy to the mix.
I'm pretty sure I asked you. In both of the last two seasons, Randy Mack.
We just got a pen toss from Randy.
Because of what Mark Owen said in my ear.
I tried to do a Georgia show with him.
I think there's this perception about me.
Futilely.
Is that I don't like to do anything outside of the station. Like, if I'm not at work, leave me alone. Preacher man, is that true?
That is correct.
No, you're supposed to say, no, that's not correct.
I just want to see your reaction to what I said. I'm just messing. That's not true.
But no. This is cool, though. I like this.
So you want to get involved? No. Are you just going to leave your feelings behind and get involved next year?
Yeah.
Is there room?
2018, now? We will make sure Randy Mack.
Is there room?
There's room. We need a 13th voter.
Okay, I'm in. I'll be that guy.
We can't wait. Now, do you do a top 10 on your own?
No.
Okay, so me and Knox will give you ours, and you can shoot holes at it.
Okay.
Sound like a good plan?
I did one because Knox said if I have time to do one, I'm like,
so
well,
you
I'm
did
here.
A top 10?
Yeah, I'm here. I might as well do it.
Hit us. What's your top 10?
My top 10 starting at 10 is Central Florida. 8 is Washington State. I'm sorry. 9 is Washington State.
That's UGA education, right?
No, I got a couple things scratched off, so I had to figure out where I was. First of all, UGA is a better school than Minnesota.
Whoa.
You got me there.
Okay.
I'm not even going to dispute that.
8, Ohio State. I got UGA at 7, Auburn at 6, Wisconsin at 5, Oklahoma 4, Clemson 3, Miami 2, and Bama 1.
Okay. Kind of chalkish based on how the AP poll is. Knox, hit us with your top 10.
I was going to make John Michaels very happy today. I have Miami as the number one team in the country.
Whoa.
Okay.
We'll circle back to that.
Yes.
Okay, you got Miami number 1.
Alabama number 2, uh-huh. Clemson 3, Oklahoma 4, Wisconsin 5, Auburn 6, Georgia 7, Notre Dame 8, TCU 9, and Ohio State 10.
Interesting.
Who was 9?
I had TCU.
TCU at 9 and Ohio State 10?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you still have TCU in your top 10? I do not.
They're two losses. Down here where we got to 9 and 10, guys, there are a bunch of teams, and none of us could agree on this consensus. I looked at those two losses from a bunch of teams, and TCU's two losses aren't as harrowing as some of the other two lost teams.
As far as because they got beat down by Oklahoma and the Iowa State. Because they got shut out by Iowa
both
State,
both ranked
though.
Teams.
Wasn't it 14-7, Iowa State and TCU?
It was 14. I mean, it was a low-scoring game.
Yeah, both of them were not bad losses. Against ranked teams. So that's kind of why I have TCU still there.
Interesting. All right, we will bicker here in a minute. Let me give you my rankings. And I've had Miami and Wisconsin because they have a 0 in the loss column in my top 4 for a while now.
Okay.
Bama 1, Miami 2, Wisconsin 3, Oklahoma 4, Clemson 5. And the reason I have that is the victory at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I think that trumps what Clemson has done so far. Auburn is 6. You got to put them above Georgia, even though they have 2 losses and Georgia has 1. I have Georgia at 7, so that's how far I've dropped Georgia. Notre Dame at 8, just ahead of USC because Notre Dame beat USC. And then I've got Ohio State at 10. And to me, USC at 9-2, I'm not that mad at what they've done this year.
They're playing pretty damn good lately. I mean, because they're running the football more. USC's, if you look at where they are, and my man Conte, he talks about get lucking up and maybe getting in, them and Ohio State could luck up.
Well,
could find a way to luck up and get in.
The Pac-12 is dead and on the outside right now. As long as, if Oklahoma loses, then that brings the Pac-12 right back into this thing, in my opinion. Do you agree, Nux?
Only for USC. I don't think
only
either,
for USC.
I don't think either of the Washington teams.
I agree.
Their schedule, that you look at their resume, and who have they scheduled in the last 3 years that's any good
and
outside
said,
of the conference?
I said Washington State. I meant Washington. I'm sorry. But I still think Stanford's going to win the Pac-12, though. So that's where I'm at.
And I think that leaves the Pac-12 dead.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you.
All right. So Nux Bardeen is in, and we're about to bicker here because – I think you've been a little slow on Miami. You've been a little critical and cynical of Miami, and now you have vaulted them over Alabama. Are you okay?
It's all
about
the resume.
Do we need a little plastic cup?
They didn't have a resume until 2 weeks ago.
Where did you have them last week after the victory over Virginia Tech?
Last week I had them 5, I think.
Okay.
And then now that you...
Up from like 10 to 5 kind of thing?
8 or 9 to 5,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm in every right to do so. First off, they have a canceled game, which may come back to haunt them later on in the season. Then they didn't have anyone on the schedule as a resume point. Finally, you get a ranked team in Virginia Tech, and you do what you're supposed to do to them. Actually, you beat them pretty handily. And then you just boat raced one of the best teams in the country, and Notre Dame deserved to be one of the best teams in the country. At that point, I can say, hey, Miami, you're pretty darn good.
Let me bicker with you about this. So as Miami is barely beating Georgia Tech and North Carolina, games that the performance, the eye test said that's an L, but they won, you know, on a play here, a play there, you know, some luck. And you've got Alabama completely taking care of those teams in their conference, you know, trucking Vandy, trucking this team, trucking that team. So in that way, I think what Alabama has done has been more impressive than Miami.
I disagree. Completely disagree.
Do you have Miami number one?
No, I have Miami number two, actually. But the thing with Miami, and we saw that when the first rankings came out, when they were at 10. Yeah. What you just said was they were talking about the Tech game and the UNC game. I said earlier in this show today, Miami still hadn't played their best game yet. And these last 2 weeks, they've played their best game. Now, I'm not all about, well, because – they beat Notre Dame. That doesn't count for this team, whatever. I'm all about the eye test. And then what I saw Sunday, I always had Alabama one. That's why I got to buy dinner for everybody on our show on Saturday, because I thought Alabama would be number one. But I am comfortable with saying I think Miami's number two team
over the last 8 quarters of football across the country. Has Miami had the best 8 quarters of football in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, but it's a full body of work.
It is a full body of work. Who has Alabama beat?
Okay, they beat Florida State at number three.
Florida State, and you guys have argued with Bill Hancock all year long. We've been doing this, that wasn't a real win against the top three team.
Well, I totally disagree with that. They had DeAndre Francois. They had a defense that was engaged, and John doesn't agree with this. And we've bickered without you, Knox, all year on
because
this. You can't tell me that after all season, every single one of us was bowing to both knees and praising Florida State, and now all of a sudden they're overrated.
They're just overrated.
Give me a break.
I thought they were going to win the ACC this year coming up. I mean, I knew their O-line had issues, but, I mean, come on, man. I mean, and I understand.
You can't throw away 5 months of opinions and chatter because – their most important player got hurt, and the defense checked out and started looking ahead to the 2018 NFL draft.
Okay, so there's a signature win for Alabama. Where's their second signature
win? And again,
why do you need a signature win? Why can't you just beat people when you're supposed to beat them?
It helps to have a signature win, but my point is you obliterate Vandy 59-0. You obliterate Ole Miss 66-3.
Doesn't count.
But while Alabama's doing that, Miami is struggling against inferior teams.
You want to know what I'm going to argue right now? The ACC's a better conference this year than the SEC.
I'll give you that. I can dig that right there, definitely.
Show me top to bottom.
But it is saying,
but how would Alabama have done against Tech and UNC? They would have blown doors.
You can only play the team that's in front of you. That's how I look at it. I know that everybody wants to talk about what the significance of this win and this team and who did you win or did you not win? And did you struggle or you didn't struggle?
Man, Nux Bardeen has Miami number one over Alabama. That is Gebhardt
and Mike
Brian
Conte.
Gebhardt has Miami number one.
Mike Conte
and Mike Conte has Miami number one. Wow. Okay.
Mike Conte's an Alabama.
There was only one person on our list that did not have either Alabama or Miami number one.
Oh, look at Conte keeping Penn State alive. He's got them at number 10. Conte, I love you, but no way.
There's only one of us in our consensus group that does not have either Miami or Alabama number one.
Okay, let me see.
Okay, I'll give you a chance to find it.
Oh, I already knew that was. But, I mean, we know how he is, okay? All right? And that's nothing wrong with my man. Because my man, JB, Jeff is
Jeff Benedict.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen, but
he knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff.
Absolutely.
So, I can't disagree with him on that. I can't disagree with people on Clemson. I can't disagree with none of it. Now, Herb Street's my guy, but I disagree with Oklahoma as number one.
I do, too.
Yes.
Give me a break. Benedict has Clemson number one.
Yes, what you expect? Just,
come on.
But he's always had. He's always
he's got.
Clemson if has a pretty good resume.
If they had five losses, would he have Clemson number one?
Probably.
He probably
would. No, he wouldn't.
Give me a break.
We raise our eyebrows and poke a little fun at it, but he's not crazy.
He's not crazy. He knows
what
he's talking about.
But the thing is, Clemson, I know he knows college football. I'm not doubting that. But Clemson number one, come on, bro. Be a little objective about this. My God. And in terms of some of these debates, you know, I've got Clemson five. He's got them one. Where do you guys think Clemson should be? And do you guys think Clemson should be above Oklahoma? Because I
do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I think Oklahoma has the better win. I think Clemson has more
better
wins.
more better English, wins.
Pardon me, I just screwed up. I actually have Oklahoma over Clemson, and it's for that Ohio State win. But you guys think the total body of work is that much better for Clemson?
I do.
And especially since I'll throw back at you your argument against Miami having some wins that are suspect. Some of Oklahoma's wins are they let some bad teams creep up on them and just barely beat them by a touchdown and a half. So your same argument there works against
Oklahoma
you.
Oklahoma can't stop anybody.
Just time out 1 second. I'm screwing this up. Okay. I am screwing this up. I am going to change this right now. I can't. It's already published. Oklahoma should be five and Clemson should be four. Clemson beat Auburn.
They did.
Okay, so that, and I understand that Oklahoma went to Ohio State. Very impressive win. But for Clemson to beat Auburn 14-6 with 11 sacks, it's a hell of a win. It's one of the best wins of the year.
It's getting better every time Auburn.
So I'm wrong. I'm backing up.
Okay,
I got Clemson ahead of Oklahoma. I didn't in the rankings. And you guys win.
That keeps consensus the same way. Our consensus has Alabama, Miami, Clemson, Oklahoma, Wisconsin. That's the top five
there. I think that's what it should be. My thing with Wisconsin is this: why are we punishing them for that? Usually, correct me if I'm wrong,
Randy. Do you
I like watching Power Smash Mouth football. That's just how I roll.
Boring as hell.
Did we anticipate BYU being this bad?
No.
And that's the thing about it. That would always be a quality win for somebody if you play a BYU or somebody. But since they stink. I'm anxious to see Wisconsin play against Ohio State in the Big Ten.
How about Michigan this week? Michigan top 10 rushing defense. Jonathan Taylor has been killing it for Wisconsin. He has been fumbling way too dang much. I think he's got six fumbles on the year, including I believe it was two last week. Anyway, that's one of my games of the week. I got to watch Wisconsin against a big boy, a team that if they're not ranked is on the fringe of being ranked. Michigan is 8-2.
Michigan's playing some good ball.
They're 8-2, right?
Because Jim Harbaugh got him a quarterback that can actually make plays with his arm.
And I truly believe that if Wisconsin wins that game, that's the time where we start sneaking. So a lot of people will start sneaking them ahead of Oklahoma and putting them in the top four.
Where do you have Wisconsin right now?
Five.
Me too.
Why do you have them? It's okay. I don't want to go back and bicker about this again
because I know where you're going. Auburn, Wisconsin. Is that what you're going to argue right now?
No, I'm just thinking that Wisconsin hasn't lost a game yet.
They're undefeated. Right.
And so to me, they should go above the one loss teams. And I know you don't agree with that.
No, not Clemson. Eye test tells me that Wisconsin will not beat Clemson or Oklahoma right now.
Do you guys agree with me? Let's shift gears here a little bit. Knox Barney is in, and we are bickering. Conte did it too. Conte and I only submitted Baker Mayfield for the Heisman. Conte, you're my guy. You're my homie. I got to go talk to him about this. I wasn't going to sweat Love and Penny and Jackson and Rudolph and all these other Barkley and all these other. Why? Why sweat it? Why even try to rank 2 through 5? It's Baker Mayfield's award.
But you got to invite more than one person in New York City.
I would go with Baker. I'll probably go with Kerryon Johnson, depending on how he plays down the stretch. Do you put Rudolph in there? Because he is one of the best passers in college football. And probably Love. But I know everybody's going to get on me for this. Lamar Jackson, to me, is still the best player in college football. I don't care. You can say what you want to say about his team. They don't lose because of him.
He's getting a lot of the –
They don't lose because of him.
The bar was set too high for him. He's got similar numbers to what he did last year that we were all drooling over.
They don't lose because of him.
His team just isn't winning games. But you're right. They don't lose because of
him. I don't think you can just give him a pat. How many losses do they have? 4 or 5? I mean, they're bad.
They're gonna be
mistakes by Lamar Jackson that have contributed to these L's.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not. Last year, you are. No, I'm not. Last year when they lost three games down the stretch.
We're not talking about last year. We're talking about this year.
But my point is you're acting like he's immune from mistakes.
I never said he was immune. I said they don't lose games because of him.
Take him off that team,
Take him off that team. They won't win.
Probably a three-win team.
I'm a Lamar Jackson guy. But he's not the best player in college football this year. Maybe from a talent perspective, yes. Baker Mayfield's the best player in college football this year.
What's the difference between most talented and best player?
Wins.
That's a team thing.
Well, for me. I merged the two. Best player has the best stats and the best record.
I'm giving this Heisman to Baker Mayfield, and there's no doubt.
Oh, I think Baker is going to win the Heisman. I'm with you on that.
Lamar Jackson deserves to be.
But Lamar Jackson, come on, man.
Now, if you're talking to me about the next level, I'm going to roll the dice on Lamar Jackson.
That's a good conversation.
Okay, I'm not. I like Lamar Jackson.
I love him.
But when you have this rotten of a season, there's culpability on the QB as well.
If Baker Mayfield were 6'5 instead of 6'2, he would be a top five draft pick.
I still like Baker in the NFL, too, just not as much as Lamar.
I'm starting to come on your Baker Mayfield NFL thing.
Lamar is special.
Yes, he is.
I think Mayfield's going to get it done. All right, so, Knox, appreciate it, man.
Hey, anytime.
We got our bicker on. That was awesome, man. All right, we have...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.